Trust me. 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 Trust me.
Okay, it's ranting time. This is not a thought. This is not a suspicion. This is a rant. And this rant is brought to you by the overly theatrical Joey Bucher of Cocktails and Cream Puffs. Joey, I don't know what the hell got in that empty head of yours, but you stepped over a line I didn't think somebody on Facebook would be this dumb to step over. And yes, I'm not mincing words. I have never, ever, until now, received a spam that says, "Dear friends, I'm dying." Really? Well, you know what? At this point, I'd be rather happy to see that happen, because I am sick to fucking death of you spamming me every day. Yes, granted, I was in the group, but I've never been in an event group that got spammed as constantly as you did. Yes, it was a daily thing. You know what? I would have just very happily have left it to what we said and finite exposure about it if you wouldn't have done this. Now, reading the message. "Dear friends, I'm dying. To win the podcast awards. Whoop-de fucking do for you. I've been doing a podcast probably longer than you have, and I never even got nominated, and I didn't care. That wasn't why I did it. I did it because it gave me a venue to talk. And for somebody like me who's very introverted, any chance to talk is welcome. Would I have been surprised? Yes. And who knows, maybe somebody did nominate me at one point, but I was never told. So, it's just one of those things that, well, yes, hey, good for you. You got in. Buddy, you took it too far. I've left that group. I don't want anything more to do with it. I don't want to even hear your name. I don't want to see you. I don't want to think about you. You, sir, have disgusted me. I cannot fathom why somebody would use something like that. It's bullshit, and you know it. If you win, good for you. I hope it's on the strength of your show, which, from what Christina says, is a good show. Good for you. Thanks to your 5-minute intro where you dropped your website 8 or 9 times, and the next week's intro where you did it again, I have no desire to even think about it. I don't want to even think about your show. If they mention it, that's good. If they have you on to talk about it, I'll deal with it. But I am not going near that show. I don't care. You've driven me as far away from it as I think it's humanly possible to be driven. So, you want to come at me and you want to say I'm this and this? You know what? Fuck you, buddy. I've been in this game for 4 years. My listener average, when I would broadcast live, was 4. Okay? You think I honestly give a flying crap what some 2-bit hack like you thinks? No, I don't. I personally hope, whichever way you go, that you settle down after this and you realize it's not all about you. Okay? Yes, the group was all about you, and that group I have left, and I have felt a lot better for it. But right now, you, my friend, need to own up, and you need to straighten up, because you are this close to falling in the same category as the people who send out breast enlargement and penile enlargement letters. If you read half of the titles, they're just as shocking as the one you sent out. And I don't really think that you want to be in that category. Maybe I'm wrong. If so, welcome to it. If not, smarten up. That is all. And personally, I don't care who I fucking pissed off with this, because I am disgusted. And that is hard to do.